So anyway, we've been talking about repenting and abortion and revival and the glory of God coming and an open heaven and breakthrough and weeping and yet revival and judgment and destruction and lawlessness and yet revival and his kingdom coming. And I don't know about you, but most of us find it confusing. Like, well, is it good news or bad news? Is it revival or is it the sword of judgment? Is it weeping or is it celebration and healing and resurrection? And of course the answer is yes. Yeah, like they say on the SATs, all of the above. And how do all these things tie together? I feel like the Lord, and he just showed me this in the car driving over here, you know, but I feel like he wants us to tie together these things. And I feel like he wants me to share something that happened to me in 1993. And tie it into this somehow. So, and I'm going to share it briefly. I've told you before very briefly, but there's such a thing as a sovereign experience that can happen to you when you didn't fast for it, you didn't ask for it, you didn't even know such a thing was possible. But God sometimes, for his own purposes, does a sovereign thing to a believer that neither deserves it nor was looking for it. When that happens, that's called a sovereign experience. That's what Neville Johnson calls those things. But most of the normative walk that we walk are not sovereign experiences like that. The normal is we pray, we travail, we wait on the Lord. We sit long hours and sometimes feel nothing, but we're waiting for him to break through in our lives. Like most of it, I feel, is our giving him what he deserves. In other words, not just sitting passively waiting for every 15 years a sovereign thing to happen to you, but normally we're waiting on him and praying and worshiping and fasting too, and you know, though all of those things. But the thing I'm about to tell you was a very rare sovereign thing that happened to me. At a time in my life, I wasn't waiting on him, wasn't worshiping with all my heart like I do now. I mean, I wasn't living a terrible lifestyle before the Lord, but I didn't earn this at all, what I'm about to tell you. One night, I'm going to make this short, it was the week between Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, and Yom Kippur, and it was 1993, and I had just accepted my first large teaching assignment in a church that I was attending at the time, a large charismatic church. And I had just started my teaching ministry right at the time of the Feast of Trumpets. And I was only back from Israel a couple years. And I was lying in bed at 3 a.m. It was the middle of the night, of course, and I was wide awake, of course, which I always am anyway. And all of a sudden, I was just lying in bed awake. I wasn't thinking about the Lord. I wasn't sad, happy, sleepy. I was just lying there. And suddenly, there was another version of me. Now, I think the Bible calls that being in the spirit. But at the time, I didn't know anything about anything like this, so I didn't know what to call it. Suddenly, I was physically lying in bed, but there was this version of me that was kneeling between two very tall men that were standing up on either side of me. It felt like the real me was kneeling in prayer, even though my body was lying in bed. So to me, I didn't know what that was, but it felt like the real me was here. Do you mind me like showing you, because it's hard to explain. And I was praying with this fervent intensity that I had never, ever prayed in real life. I didn't know how to pray that way, but my spirit was doing this work. And I was like this, and there were these two men next to me. And I instantly had this knowledge just dumped into me in just a second. The knowledge was that whoever they were, they had been interceding for me for hours. While I just lay in bed, not knowing anything, they had been interceding for me, and because of their prayers, whatever I opened my mouth and asked for would be granted to me at that exact moment that it came out of my mouth. I just knew that instantly. Do you want me to get off my knees now? I'm sorry. So I knew all that in 1 second. And I didn't have any choice, like, oh, what should I ask for? Like, anything I ask will be granted. There wasn't any premeditation permitted. It was like I automatically prayed this prayer with what I'm about to say with such a fervency that it was not like the real me. And what burst out of my mouth as soon as I knew that it would be granted was, oh, Lord, come to me. That's what I said. I didn't plan it. I didn't think about what should I ask for. It just came out. And the very second those words left my mouth, the glory of God came into my bedroom. And both my physical body lying in bed felt this. And the real me in my spirit kneeling between the two men felt this too. Both of me's felt it. Does that make any sense? Steve?
What was the name? You gave reference to this as a...
Neville Johnson calls it a sovereign experience. When something happens to you that you didn't deserve or earn or pray for or look for or even know that such a thing could happen. In 1993, I knew nothing like this could happen. So anyway, I said, oh Lord, come to me. Now, to make a long story short, basically a heavy, heavy, heavy presence started to come over me. And a feeling came over me of his sovereign presence and power that was very overwhelming. It started out feeling wonderful and ecstatic, but it got stronger and stronger and stronger as the minutes went by. And it became very uncomfortable in a quick amount of time. While I was under this sovereign power of God, I want to tell you what he told me. He put knowledge in my head. He said to me, if you were standing right now, do you think your legs would hold you up? My legs had literally turned to jello. I was lying in my bed and my legs felt... Did any of you women ever have an epidural?
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't exactly like an epidural, but you know how you can't feel your legs when you have an epidural? Well, anyway, I had one out of my 3 childbirths. So anyway, my legs dissolved. That's the only way I can explain it. So he said, would your legs hold you up if you were standing? And I was like, no. You know, and he said, he named the church that I was going to, that I had just started. I don't want to say what the church was, but he named it. And he said, when the people at this church pray and say, oh Lord, come to me, let your glory fall. He said, do you think they want me to do to them what